Today's daf in the second Gittin is daf Chof, and we're holding about one fifth of the way down at Omer of Chista. Omer of Chista, a guy writes a get shalom lishma, and now he wants to use it. Ve'avir alav kumus lishma. So now he takes his pen, goes over the same letters again with the same color ink, except was even though we said earlier that benogea l'ktav and a sefer Torah, and so we talked about dio agabe sikra, but dio agabe dio, he wasn't going to be chayev on Shabbos. Fine, the question is here, we're not talking about the din of ktiva, we're talking about whether this is considered ktiva l'gabe lishma. Can he add a lishma by adding the ink? So now, he takes his pen, goes over the same words, but this time he does it lishma. Says Rav Chista, that is essentially the Machlokas Rabbi Yudan and Rabbanan, Benogea is Sefer Torah, because the Shemot Hashem in the Sefer Torah have to be written L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. So Arei Shaya Tzarich Lichtovat Hashem. Here is a sofer. He needs to write the Shem Hashem, and he got mixed up. And he thought that he's at a point in the Pasuk where he needs to write Yehuda. And instead of writing Yehuda, he accidentally left the Dalet out of Yehuda. And he ends up with a shame. Yudkei Vavkei. Lo Yitil Bo Dalet. Now, his only problem is it looks good. You know, it looks like that shame. And it tastes like that shame. And it smells like that shame. But it just is not that shame. So what does he do? It's missing Kavona. So now he can take his Kumos, Bimavir Alav Kumos, Umikacha. And he can now make it Kodesh L'Shem Hashem. Divi Reb Yehuda. V'chachamim Omrim. Ein Hashem min hamufcha. This is not the correct shame, and it's not considered to be a proper shame, even though it says Ein Hashem min hamufcha, which is mashman that b'diavad, it's considered to be lishma. As we're going to see later on, that be'etzem, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim have a psul mitam zekeli vanvei, which we won't get to today, we'll only get to part of it. So be'etzem, they mean that by token, of it's not being minam ufchar, it's pasul. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, okay, but maybe that has nothing to do with Gittin. Because ad kan lo kam rabbanan hatam ela debina zekeli v'anveyu v'leka. Where did Rabbanan say, note their language, enu minam ufchar? What's the point of mufchar? Because, as we're going to see, Rabbi Yehuda himself pasuls a Sefer Torah where this was done to many of the Shemot. Why? Because all of the Shemot come out with a different, darker look because of the extra ink. And because of that, the Sefer Torah itself looks spotted. So it's got like different layers. That's a psul minumar. The Rabbanan maybe are just saying that they're machmer, that even a single shame has to be properly written. And therefore, the Sefer Torah that doesn't meet the requirements of being zekeli v'anveyu is not kosher. But nothing to do with Gittin. Omer Rav Chista, one day Rav Chista got up and said, okay, I could pass on every get ever written. All right, you mamzerim, start paying up now or else. So, Yachin al Nevsilina the Kula Gitta the Alma. Omer like Rava, hold on a second. What are you thinking? I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking the fact that now we were Machayev, the woman, to pay the sofer to write the get. Now, the reason we do this is because otherwise we're going to end up again with recalcitrant husbands, you know? So like this, you know, he doesn't have to do anything. You're going to give the get? Yes. Fine. You take care of it. Just make sure we have the get here tomorrow morning. We'll finish this up. Mashenka, if he starts scratching, it was too expensive, I couldn't find a sofa. Started chopping around, Walmart was all out of sofa, and whatever. So therefore, another one of these takanot to prevent, oh yeah, these guys have endless new kinds of chidushim as to why they couldn't get the guy to get rid of
him. He went to Costco, but he had to buy six.
That's okay. This Mechabel murdered an Arab. It says he murdered, yeah. Yeah, so the guy got three wives. He's got three wives and 11 kids. You'd think with three wives he could do better than that, no? Anyway, the almanot are distraught. Who's going to pay all the money for the kids? Anyway.
For me, who else?
Of course. You got it, Rich.
Yeah. That's not funny.
Right. Anyway, so I'm assuming that the point over here is that since it says in the Torah that it has to be v'katav, right? So v'katav means it's up to him. Now here, because of our takana, she ends up doing the katav because she's paying for it. So essentially that means he's doing it for her. So where's the v'katavla? Well, that's going to pass to the gittin. If this is a serious tiny, you really don't think that the rabbanon who made the takana were also took into consideration, and we have to make sure that it's his. Obviously, what they did was, in assuming that this is a problem, listen, the rabbanon have a right to be makna the money to the baal mitam efker bezdan efker. So this becomes, by definition, of a katav. I assure you that you're not the first guy, Rav Chisda, to think of this problem, okay? Maybe it's because of vinatan. So your chiddush is vinatan. So vinatan has to be dover that you're notain miyad liyad, which means it has to be worth money, because otherwise, where's the nesina? So if it's pokus b'shavar pruta, nobody's ever makbid that the paper should be worth a shavar pruta. So most gittin are psulim. I mean, most people don't write the get on a beautiful necklace to give to their wife, you know, made out of gold. So memela, there would be pasal. Is that why? V'alchalo yoiv lamidi. Is that giving her anything? It's not true. Vinatan does not necessarily mean financially vinatan. It means vinatan something. When it comes to finances, so then hechidah has to be worth a shavar pruta. But when it comes to, as Tosis points out, truma, chita achas poteres sakri, right? Over there it also uses the lashon of natan to the kohen. So how do you explain that? How about the pasuk shalaf ish na'alov v'natan l'reyeu? Then there's no dinner shavar pruta, correct? Chita achas, how can it poteres sakri, right? It says titen lo. In terms of the chalef, the best. Now, obviously, titein lo does not have to mean to give money. It has to mean to give something that has that chashivas of netina vis-a-vis the context that it's in. So if the context is making a kinyan chalip, and that's the venatan. If the context is a get, then the nesina said that is the venatan. If the context is mominous, then momin is the venatan. You can't say just because venatan, it has to be worth money. If it's also not a taina, so be quiet already, everything's fine. And by the way, of course that's the case. You think people are relying that a get has to be a shavar pruta? They sent a message from Eretz Yisrael Teda. The shalchu misham kitavo al yisrei hana'at kosh. Yisrei hana'at by definition have no value. So if you write the get on yisrei hana'at, whatever yisrei hana'at is, you know, you made the paper out of Orla. Yeah, you took it from an Irani Dach. What's that?
Or something 10
pesach. You wrote it on a piece of bread. I understand what we're talking about here. There's a few people in this room that would have come up with that seer. I won't say the other words. Fine. Okay. So therefore, you don't need to have an Asina of Mom. Gufa. Let me think about that for a minute. Shochu mitam katvo al Yisrei hana'ah kasher. So Rav Asher is saying, I need them to send me messages from Eretz Yisrael. It's a Mishnah. Have an anav tanina that we just read. That if you write a get on an alah shel zayit, you're telling me there's going to be a leaf from an olive tree that is worth a shavar pruta? So obviously it doesn't have the same din. No, it's not the same din. Because there's a big difference between something that has no value to something that has zero value. So now, Allah shall say, it's not that it has no value, it has insufficient value. Fine, so put together 100 leaves, and then it'll have value. And therefore, maybe over there, Shani Allah shall say, the chazilit starufe, at least it has within it the potential for value when it's with other things. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Kitavali Suriana Kasher. Indeed, Rebbe said this. If you write on Israel, no, it's kosher. So Levi goes out, and he teaches. But Levi would teach the drasha on Shabbos, give over the halachas. He says it over the name of Rebbe, and nobody likes it. Velokosua. Maybe others are machmir. I don't know. You know, maybe for the Ashkenazim, it's good enough. You know. Anyway, mishmei derabim. So then he decided he better not quote it in Rebbe's name. So the Chachomim say, oh, wonderful. That's great. So Rashi says, since he was trying so hard to get them to accept it, it must be that it was clear that he passed. Now, Yilchata Kavate. Tosfos says the exact opposite. Tosfos says, the pshat is, he said it in the name of Rebbe, and everybody said, boo. You don't say a dover that is clear la halacha in the name of a yachid. Just say that's the halacha.
It wasn't Rebbe specifically, it was.
It was, but don't say the name of Rebbe. Everybody's makabel that halacha. You're saying the name of Rebbe, people already make it into machlok. Just say over the halacha is. So the point is that they had already been makabel that as the halacha. Alma yachadakabate. That's how Tosfos learns. Sounds a little better.
What?
Sounds a little better.
The first way is the way Rebbe people as a roof from a healer from Kippur. We wanted it to be with Kobol, so we said this is what, you know, the Bible says.
Turn around, Bunny. Vikata velo chakak. You have to write that get, and you cannot do an engraved get. Can't do an engraved get? What's wrong with an engraved get? We know from, you know, an Eved who has a get shechrur that is written on a tablet. This is either an iPad, a Samsung, or it's on a pinkas. So a pinkas, in those days, the pinkas was the closest thing you had to an erasable screen because it would be made out of a thin layer of wax. You would incise with a little pen like they used to have for the tablets. You would incise it with that, and it would leave a roshim and a shava. When you wanted to erase it, you just put it out into the heat, and it melted, and you have a fresh thing. That's brilliant, yeah. That's a pinkas. So, and that's chakika, right? So, basically, you're saying that that's kosher. And here you're claiming that it's not kosher. Why would it be kosher for the get shechrur? And it says over there, that is yotzel acheros. But this does not include ketav shagabe kippah van duchtri. If it's written on your kippah, so then it's not kosher. It doesn't really mean your kippah. That's a cute idea. Right? But the a kippah and an duchtri is a loose type of cloth, which one she puts under, you know, to cover the first layer covering her hair underneath the kova and so on. And an anduchtri, there's like one of those big scarves, what do they call them? You know, the women wear around them.
A shawl,
like a shawl. The thing with the shawl is that they're very often made of very soft material. When you move it, basically, the way that this is made, says Raj, is very interesting. We know Gela Halacha, because of ktav that is done nowadays with pieces that you stick together. Like if you put pieces on in the shuls, you know, they change the daf, you know, in the sitter, in the modern shuls. The luach has a little thing there, and you just stick the otiot on it, you know. So over here, the problem is that you used a very old-fashioned LED. So how the old-fashioned LEDs work, like sticks, right? There weren't a lot of dots. They were just like a stick. So that's what you did over here. You stick in the thread here, and then the thread on the bottom, okay, and then that's a vav. You stick a thread diagonal, and a thread going up, and a thread going down, and that's an aleph, so to speak. So there is, each thing is really not attached. It's only attached, each piece of string is attached on top and bottom. The problem is that the moment that you move the cloth, it moves the whole thing with it, which destroys the ketav, right? So therefore, that is not considered to be a get. Now, fascinatingly enough, the Magen Avraham brings a raya from here that you can't use these things on Shabbos because the Gemara says it's ksav. If there's what? The Gemara just said it isn't ksav. But obviously, what the Magen Avraham was saying is the only reason the Gemara says it isn't ksav is because it brings raya from Rashi, is because it moves back and forth. So the get is not considered to be v'katav la get kritut. What does that have to do with the question of whether it's putting something on a luach like that is considered to be ksav? There would definitely be considered to be ksav. It's not the point that it's only a stick. The only problem is that it doesn't stand still, so no matter, you can't really call it ksav.
If it's on your
you break it, it's a...
So if it would be these little pieces, you stick it to like, you know, one of those boards, you know, you have those little letters for kids, as just the piece on the top, you know, and you click it into a board. So then it would be Osir. And you don't remember Felder. No. Used to be in Baltimore. Rabbi Felder. Anyway, he wrote a beautiful sefer on Shabbos and a lot of Pesukei Halachos. So he paskened that if you just take the otot and you put it on the things that they make in the shul, where you just drop the oat onto a little piece of plastic. In those days it was metal, but then it's not ketiva at all. Because it's not even the Magen Avraham is only answering where you're putting together the actual pieces, but over here, not putting anything, it's already written. So you put it on the Misilah, it shouldn't be a problem. Okay.
So in Ben Jacob, they changed the pages, it's this free hanging numbers on hooks. Mm-hmm. Numbers on books,
right.
Reading it. It's
right.
Not in the frame
or anything. Okay, I mean, Moshe also has a tshuva on it, where he's chashish for the Magen Avraham, these kind of things. It's a big thing in these modern shuls where people have no idea where you are in the sitters. They put up the dot. All right, anyway, so coming on, so you see from here, asked the Gemara, that the ktav is a good ktav. So how do you say chakika is not a good ktav? What's the problem? One is talking about the chok tochot, and the other one is talking about the chak yirechot. Now we know that chok tochot is not considered to be ktav. What you did over there is you took a piece of metal, right, and you have a mold that has a get on it, say, and you press down with the mold, which leaves the metal sticking out with the letters of the get. The way they mint coins. How do you mint a coin? It goes through a machine that stamps it. It doesn't stamp it in, it stamps it out. But the way it stamps it out is by pushing the area around in, right? So pushing the area in means that I don't deal at all with the letters. I'm dealing with the background. Now, the halach is in terms of ktav, background and foreground are not the same. Even though you create the same information, but there's no act of ktiva by deleting the background and leaving the foreground. So as if you would have a black surface and you scratch out everything but the exact otiyot of the Sefer Torah, it's possible. Or your tefillin, it's possible, because that's chok tochot. So for the idea, the toch, the inside of the letter and the between of the letter, that's what you wrote. And then the letter just appeared out of the loss of the background. Okay, maybe that's good enough for my separations, but it sure ain't good enough for writing. Fine. So there's two different cases. Where we say the case of the Eved, it's talking about it. You incised it, so therefore you wrote the otiot. Where we're talking about the psul, we were talking about that you pressed it, and therefore you pressed in the sides and not the otiot themselves. Big difference. Ask the Gemara, how is that possible? Because it says beferish that when it says when it says on the tzitz, the Shem Hashem, how did they make that Shem Hashem? Lo hayakitavo shokea, where it says Kodesh LaHashem, right? So there also needs the katab, so that Kodesh LaHashem has to be written. But they didn't have ktav. And yet it says that that ktav was not incised into the tzitz. It didn't go in, it stuck out. Kidin Rezahav, the way coins stick out. So then that means that it is considered to be a ktav, because Din Rezahav, we know how they mint those coins. They don't sit there like on your tefillin with the shin and pull the shin out. They press and they put the other otiyot stick out. So it says Kedin Rei Zahav, but Din Rei Zahav is only written through Tochot. It says Kedin Rei Zahav. It's like Din Rei Zahav in terms of the effect. It's not saying it's Din Rei Zahav and the way you make Din Rei Zahav. So it's Kedin Rei Zahav. Look at Din Rei Zahav. It is Kedin Rei Zahav in terms of the effect that the ktav is boleit. However, the tzitz was not made by pressing. The tzitz was made by hammering from the back and pushing out those letters.
Repose. Repose. R-E-P-O-U-S-E. I don't know how to pronounce it. Repose.
Repose.
When you're pushing out the...
one near his neighborhood.
Yeah, obviously.
It's French. It's not French.
Okay, so there, the din reza havar indeed tochot, but the tzitz was yerechot. Omer the Ravina Ravashmi, Ravashi, when you have one of these coin pressing machines, is that michratz choritz or michnaf knufim machnaf? How does that work? Do we view what's happening as putting pressure on the metal and therefore moving molecularly the atoms of the metal? There's enough elasticity there that they're forced into the shape of the mold. Or do we view it as pressing down and leaving the other piece sticking out? Obviously, there's both issues are involved, right? Your act is pressing, but we could view that as forcing the molecules out so that they stick out where there's less pressure. Correct? That's certainly what's done with the tefillin. You start off with the pressure, the shin sticks out, right? And then you fill it out the rest of it by pulling it and making it. Okay, so how do we look at that? Is that considered to be michratz choritz, which would be kosher, or which would be posel, or is it kenufe machnef, it is forcing the metal by gathering it from other places into the place where it juts out? Omar leit has a din of michratz choritz. How could that be? Estimate. Lo haya, back again to the tzitz. It says, lo haya kitavo shokia, elo bole, kedin rei zahav. And again, we're assuming kedin rei zahav means that's how you made the tzitz. By pressing on it within a mold with the Kodesh Lashem, the inverse, right? And apparently that's kosher, because it says, the katavala mikav Kodesh Lashem. So then, how could you do that? According to you, Isaac betech michratz choritz, if you're telling me that a mold is not viewed as gathering the gold into the area where there was less pressure, so then you wouldn't be kosher ktav. Inan michtav pituche chotam. Where's the michtav pituche chotam? Where's the v'yichtavu alav? This is not a kosher ktiva. No, it means kiddin rezav, but not literally. V'lo kiddin rezav. Kiddin rezav in terms of the effect that it's bolate, but not literally kiddin rei zahav, because by din rei zahav, the mechanism was in the front. And it was, over there was migavoi, which means that it must have pressed. But over here it's meavroi, which means, as Barnea says, it was...
Quick.
Quick.
I'm sorry.
When you hear a pronunciation, you don't click a few times. Most YouTube's pronunciation repeated 3 or 4 times to get it straight. What century do you come from? I suspect that he doesn't know how to pronounce it.
I said that. I'm sure that I said. And we can get Richie King to that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get it.
Yeah, how about it, Richie? Just press. Repose.
Some of the sculptures.
No, never mind. It's going to be a problem.
Well, where are you going? Where are you going? Why not Google? What am I looking for?
REPOUS.
You have a particular thing called Google?
That's it.
Repose? Okay.
And no, we want to pronounce. Pronounce.
Repose.
Well, you got a thing to press?
Press for pronunciation.
I don't know. Where is it?
17th century people. It's beyond belief.
Right
out of
the
steps,
you're
going to
repossess your
shoe.
What's the matter, Sabah? Didn't you ever go to Ghana?
Doesn't it happen?
You
didn't say pronounce.
It's great, great.
It's for
hammering from the reverse side to create the design.
Repossess, pronounce.
Playing with the computer.
What's your definition? I don't see that.
Just write the word pronounce.
Ah.
He said that.
No, but I don't. And then do your pronounce.
There's a
little
speaker there.
There we go.
Who said
YouTube?
O U S S E.
How the person you say it's a YouTube.
Okay, guys,
nobody knows how to pronounce it.
How many views?
1,380.
That must be just on today's dot.
<I don't, laughs>
we were the first.
Or repoussé. repousse or repousse?
Call me shot.
I'll erase it after. Okay. Very good. All right, so now we know that the tzitz was a repousse. Fine. Boy, mine rova mirav nachman. Suppose you write a get on a beautiful golden necklace, you know, a pendant, and it's something for her to wear forever, you know? And you say to her, you know, darling, that old Anila Dodi Vidodi Lee, how about give me back that one? I got a new one.
That's right.
And he writes it on this beautiful golden pas, and he says, okay, here's your get and your ketuva all in one. Ah, what do you think about that? So the question is,
if she melts it.
Yeah, well, that's up to her. You know,
somebody steals it.
Fine. You know. What would be the din? Omar le, what's the problem? Nitkabla gitav, nitkabla ketuvata. There's no chiyav that has to give it to her like that. If he wants to give it as money as well, doesn't possible it from being a get.
Is the payoff of her ketuvah?
Yeah. Eitve, but it says in the Brayta not like that. It says if somebody says and the rest of this, meaning the part on the edges and around the top, is for your ketuvah. So then it says and the rest is for your ketuvah. But that's only because it's the rest. Over here, he's not saying it's the rest. He's saying it's the whole thing. If the whole thing is an asina in terms of ketuvah, maybe it's really not considered to be the get. No. The point is, even if there were no pieces along the edge or on top that weren't written on, the chiddush over here is that even though there is sha'ar, if he gives her this beautiful gift of a get, it's not automatically a ksuv. It's a get. And he gave her $1 million get to wear around her neck all the time. If he says the rest of it should be for your ksuba, fine. But this tells us that even if he gave her this big, gigantic thing, and only in the middle it says the get, he can't say afterwards, oh, that thing is worth a lot of money, keep it for your ksuba. No. He gave it to me as a get. I want the whole thing. It's so pretty.
It is a gift.
Looks almost as nice as the big day kahuna. I want the, of course. I mean, you're talking to Trump, you know. I mean, what's a little get here and there? So, and if my time and why? Because it's Avira de Megilto. Listen, lots of contracts have, you know, borders. I mean, so this has $1 million border. What can you do? It's made out of solid gold. How about if he says, I keep the paper, you get the letter? I ain't wasting no paper on you, but we get a lot of good insights. Then ena megureshet, because there's no sefer kritut. Didn't give her anything. Letters flying in the air might be good for Rabbi Akiva, but it's not good enough for a get. Really, etaniya. But he says, I'm only giving this to you if you give me back the paper. Then that's okay. I raise a megureshet. Boy, Rav Papa. How about if he says...
How would she give back the paper?
Why not? Here's the gift. Why do I need to hold the gift? As a matter of fact, nowadays we tear up the gift to make sure that it can't be used by someone else with the same name, which otherwise creates a lot of problems.
How can she prove it?
But nowadays, Beis Din gives her a thing, but she has witnesses. Witnesses are good, but she would... That's not a problem.
In the case where I've been Diane... Mm-hmm. The rub, after it's ripped up, he says, you will receive a letter from me. The letter says everything about the get, and then he has the dayanim and the
Aiden
sign the letter.
What she keeps as a get, but obviously you can't use that to be regards to the wrong person anymore. So that's what we're worried about. We'll see. We're going to get to these circuits. So, Bayrav Papa, how about if he doesn't say all the papers, mine? He says all the paper between every word and between every line is mine, but you get to keep the paper that the letters are written on. How about them? My tekum. What do you mean tekum? What are you talking about? I mean, the Torah says sefer kritut. And now over here, she's got like 40 different svarim. Each one is a little thing she's got to put together. Sefer achad amar rachamanu v'lo shnayim v'shlosha svarim. Nah, come on. We're talking about an artistically done get, where every letter touches another letter. You know, like those anila dodiva dodiva. So he did it the same way, except that it says, you know, shulaka, then out of here and goodbye to Rikin and say for time, plus like this. Oh, how lovely, she says. I've been waiting for this a long time. And so it gets a lot of use. But meanwhile, it's one safer. Boy, Rami Barchon. Listen, people know that this guy, Johnny, is an Eved. This black guy has been working for the owner for a long time, right? Now, one day, his wife appears with Johnny in tow, and Johnny's got a get written on his skin, right? Now, I don't know what color would you do. Why would you write it in?
White out.
Okay.
No prejudice.
You know what we're talking about, the slave trade? You know what we're talking about? How many slaves do you think came from Africa to the New World, huh? What do you say, Rich? How many slaves came? Oruk none. How many slaves could possibly have come to the New World? With all this Oruk non stuff.
I mean, it's also to Brazil, like the whole new world.
Yeah, the whole new world, yeah.
Some of them worked where they were, also.
Including all South America. In the boats, how many were actually brought over that survived?
Millions.
Live slaves. I mean, the death rate was horrific. I think the Nazis were bad.
Really?
It was about very much in a boat,
too. Man, how many boats could you possibly have brought? 13 million slaves.
13 million.
It's beyond belief.
At that time,
I mean, how big was a boat? Incredible. Now, each one of these had a get on their arms. The problem was, it wasn't a get shichur. So now the question is, if she comes with one of these guys in tow, and we know that until now he's been the man's, can she claim that this was given to me because here's my get? Here's my get.
Right? So the text says he gave it to her, right? What's the question? It says
Yosef
is divorced
from her. So what? Huh? How do we know how she got it? Maybe there was no Messina. So that's the question. So the get is ketuvah yado, and now he's being presented by her. She's coming at the bed. She says, "You see, I'm divorced. I have the get. Ma, me, I'm Rina."
Can she consider the get as well as the ketubah, the payment for the ketubah?
Same question we had before. Yeah. It depends. You could say it's the ketubah. So ma, me, I'm Rina, Akniyakniyla. Do we assume that he actually gave it to her, or maybe he just walked over because it's a better deal? You know, he didn't divorce her for nothing. Deal mahumi nafshei. Or maybe he went over there on his own. On my Rava, wait a minute. What about the problem of that it's like the chtav shiachol is dayefu? I understand. But you really wrote it on whiteout? Couldn't you always wash off the whiteout and then put in somebody else's name or whatever? I thought the chtav has to be completely reliable. How is that? Says, well, what is Rava talking about? The Mishnah says beferish. You could write it on the hand of an eved. What's he asking on our case? Whiteout. You should have asked on the Mishnah. How do you understand the Mishnah? No, says Rav, the Mishnah doesn't bother me. Because the Mishnah, I could say, is referring to Rabbi Elazar. And it's because of Ede Mesira. So there's nothing wrong with a ktav that Yechol is Dayef. If it isn't Mizuyav, the Edim saw it. They saw the Mesira. And therefore it's kosher. If you hold that it's the actual ksiva that's important, and the Ede Chasima, obviously that's because and you call it Zayev. If we're talking about over here that your whole shaila is that there are not Ede Mesira, and that's your problem. Because you're saying, can we assume by virtue of the fact that she is presenting the Eved without Ede Mesira, he must have given it to her. How else did she get the Eved, or do we say the Eved walked to her? There it's different. The Rami Bar Choma Kasha. News. It's a fight, so you wrote it with a tattoo. All right? So, Rami Bar Choma, Nami Lokash. Biktovet Ka'aka. So he wrote a tattoo. Ein yochol is dayef. Who cares? You did. So ein yochol is dayef. Oh, okay, fine. I mean, if we're talking about tattoos, you can say the same thing in Robin. You don't have to say the Mishnah is necessarily going like Rabbi Elazar. Maybe the Mishnah is also talking about a tattoo artist. So guys, could we come back to the issue? Thank you. I'm asking you what the din would be. Gosh, you can't open your mouth in this room without a million side points. Anyway, whatever the case is it assumed that it's her get or not? Tashrat, Yom Reish Lakish, very simple. Hagodrot ein lehem chazakah. Things that are self-motivated, like robots or sheep, or anything that could have gotten here on its own, or a Google car. I mean, that's not considered to have a chazakah. Maybe just rolled on over, you know?
Somebody's lying. You gotta roll.
Somebody hacked it. Okay, so anything that can walk on its own, which is Godrot Son. Godrot Son, we know from Menashe and Ephraim, right? Elam Chazakam. Boy, Rami Barcho. How about Ayumurzakim Bitabla Shushala? We know that she owns an iPad, and everybody knew it was hers, and get Katuva Leah, and now there's a get on this tablet. And Harei Yotza Mitachad Yado, and he's presenting her this get on her iPad.
It's not his. It's not his to give her.
It's not his to give her. So do we say do we say that she must have given it to him and was obviously knowledgeable enough to know that he has to give it a get? So he can't just give her own iPad. So she must have clenched her teeth and gave it to him in order to give her the get, right? Oh, Dilma, that's a pretty complex idea that you could achieve an abstract giving, you know, as a chalos of a state if it's been yours when you have no intention of his keeping it. He's giving it back to you. So, I mean, how many people can achieve that kind of clarity, you know? So maybe lo yada laknuye. It's really nice, but you know, maybe we could do it another time. I mean, it's a pretty ring. So, do we say that she is considered to know what she's doing or not? There was this maisa of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, one of the Ediot of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in Masechet Ediot, that he also was made that there was this little town, Kfar Katan, Shaya Betzad Yerushalayim. And there was one guy there, Zaken Echad, and he would lend money to everybody in town, right? So, v'kotev echtayv yado, v'acherim chotmin. Now, what happened? He didn't have time for all of this stuff, so he would say, you know, okay, you know, I've got the contract. Now, the halach is, of course, if you're being mitrayev as the loaf, but you're being mitrayev to him, so then you have to give him the contract. But in this case, basically, he used his own stationery. He had it all prepared, you know. The question is, was he mocking it to everybody that they should give it to him as a shtar or not? I mean, did he know what he was doing? So, Bama Selifdei Chachamim said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and they said, it was kosher. How could it be kosher? It doesn't have to be Sefer Mikne, it says, which means it has to be yours to give over to be Machayev yourself. So, where is the Sefer HaMikne? Veleka, unless we're assuming that if somebody does that, he knows what he's doing. Then, therefore, he must have, look, I'm not going to sit here waiting for you guys to give me some piece of garbage. I have it all prepared. Let's get the Adam to be Chotayim and so on. So, must be that he gave it to them and said, okay, now give it to me. So, he had in mind to be mocking to them. So, you see that a person is assumed, if he does it that way, that he knows what he's doing. So, apparently, I'm being Akniya Maknu. On my rabbi, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Some woman over here, this guy says it's a Zaken Echad. I mean, why wouldn't he know? I mean, so he's a Talmud Chacham, you know. So the Zaken is mom of everybody. Why wouldn't he know how to be Makdim? The question over here is whether a woman can be assumed Stam from the street. I'll bring you Raya's rabbi. A guy writes on a loan contract. After the contract is finished, he writes the words, I am guaranteeing. But the Adim have already signed. So he writes, I am the guarantor. Signs his name. Me. Okay. So, in Ore Vayotze Le'acha Chitum Shtarot, it's not a Nechasim B'nei Mishubodim kind of star, because there was no Edom on the signature or anything. So, and obviously, you can't collect from property that he sells. How are they supposed to know that if he wrote years later on the Arev? I mean, they can't find out about that. So, he certainly, you cannot collect from a buyer, but you can collect if he hasn't sold. He's Gove Minachasim B'nei Chorin. Now, how in the world could he write on the other guy's contract that he's the guarantor? There's no Sefer HaMikna. He would have to write a contract and give it to the guy to say, I am the guarantor and here is my contract. Unless we assume that the guy gave it to him for it to be his, to write I am the guarantor, and that then he would return it to him as his own contract. So you see, says Rava, clearly people know this. We're not gracious that they don't know this.
Do we need a special kinyan or just kavanah?
No, you have to hand it to him. But hand it to him in order that it should be yours.
Spake it out or just...
No. But we're assuming that you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you think you're just handing it to him to sign. It won't do any good to hand it to him to sign. It has to be his.
Like selling the handkerchief.
Oh, the whole handkerchief, yeah. Yeah. No. Nothing to be sorry about. Says Omer Ravashi, but that still doesn't prove anything because men are often involved in these kinds of transactions, so they find out. You're asking about Stam, a woman who wants her get and gives her iPad to somebody. I mean, you can't bring a riot from here. This is not an everyday transaction. I mean, maybe she has never heard of it. So do we have to be chayish for that or not? So Dilma Shiny, Gavra Shiny, Diyata Laknuye. Therefore, says Ravashi, I'll bring you a riot. Raya is mihach. When Raya, isha kotevet et gita. So a woman can write her own get, and then she gives it to the male. And the ish kotev et shovro she'en kiyum haget ela pachot mav. And a person can write his own shover, which is I, Mrs. So and So X, do hereby acknowledge that my ketuvah was paid up. Now she's the one that's supposed to be writing that. How could he write it? Okay, so you see that the point is they're each giving it to the other one, order one, and that's fine. It doesn't matter who writes it. Who cares who writes it? It's like a woman writes her own get. Why not? What's wrong with her writing her own get? As long as she gives it to him. So obviously, we say that's back. Okay. And he gives it back to her.
She has to write the Shema, right? So to speak.
Yeah, she knows that. That's all
she's going to that kind of trouble.
Okay, gentlemen, lovely, lovely. Get she ketavo shelo lishma. Ve'evir alav kul mus lishma ha'abonu lemachloket rabbiyuda v'rabbanan. The time. Harei she'aya tzarich lichtov et ha'shem ve'nitkavin lichtov Yehuda v'ta'a v'lo itil bo dalet ma'avir alav kul mus l'makach rabbiyuda v'rabbiyuda v'chachamim omrim min ha'shem min ha'mufchar. So, it should be the same by a get. But what does it have to do with a get? Dilma loy, adka mo kamer abonanata melo de beina, zeke li vanveu veleka. What do you need zeke li vanveu by a get? Avalacha lo. Rav Chista, nobody's paying much attention around here, but yachinan la mifsilini la kula get to the alma. Amre Rav, my time. Ilema, misham dechvi vekatav, and in fact, the woman always ends up paying, and it's not na vekatav yika katvale. And there's no netina that's worth any money. No, maybe that simply means v'natan the get. Whatever the content of the get is, the important thing. Teda, the shokul mitam kitavali surei hana'a, which is worth nothing. Kosher. Gufa shokul mitam kitavali surei hana'a kasher. Om revashi afanan abitin in the mishnah. It says al hashul zayit. Because at least it's chazil, it's tarufe. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, ketavol Yisrei anak kasher, nafak levi, dorsha mishpinder Rebbe, v'lo kol suah. Mishpinder Rabim, v'kol suah. Alma yokata kavat, tonar rabbana, v'katav v'lo chakak. All of a sudden, chakik is not called ksiva. Raminu Evid Yatsa Biktav Shaka Bitabla or Pinkas, Yatsa Lacherut. How do you write on a Pinkas if you can't be Chore? Avalo Biktav Shaka Bitkipa Vanduchtri, because it doesn't stay in one place. Oma Ula Amar Belazilokasha. It depends how you wrote it. Either Chaktochot, Hoda Chaktochot, and the Chaktochot is not Ksav. The Evet's case was the Chakirechot. What, and Tochot lo? How do you explain the tzitz hazahav v'aminu? Lo haya kitavo shokea elabolet kidinrei zahav. Now, dinrei zahav, as everybody knows, is all tochotain. And over here it says, michtevei chotam, pituchei chotam. How can you do that? Well, kidinrei zahav, but not quite. Lo kidinrei zahav and other issues. It's kidinrei zahav de bolet, lo kidinrei zahav, because the process is different. You lot of tochot. From behind. What's that word again, Mania?
Ripose.
Or ripose.
It depends on which syllable.
Yeah, but then it's called Isha. Omele Ravina Ravashmi. How do you understand a Rushma? Now, that pressing machine is that Michratz Choretz or Kidufi Machriv. Omele, it's considered to be Michratz Choretz. Itfei. Lo hayakita voshoki. I have a bolet kidinei zahav. According to you, I mean, I'm assuming dinrei zahav means that's how they made the tzitz. Now, if you hold that these machines are only michratz choritz, then how are you going to be yotze the posik of the michtav pituchei chotam? Voleka. Well, kidinrei zahav, lo kidinrei zahav. Kidinrei zahav in the end, that it's bolet, but lo kidinrei zahav. Dilohata migavoy, vahocha. What's that word again, Barnea?
Repose.
Hocha miavroi. Pomine Rava Miram Nachum. Katavla Geta Tas Shel Zahav. Yamarla Hit Kablik, Itech Vit Kablik Tuvatech. Mal. Omarla, what's the problem? Nit Kabla Gita, Vit Kabla Tuvatanu. Etve, Hit Kablik, Itech Vasharlik Tuvatech. Then Nit Kabla Gita Vasharlik Tuvata, which implies that the time of the Ikashar, but if there wouldn't have been any Shar, you couldn't give the get itself for the Ktuva. No, what? Then Avagav the Lekashar. The Chiddush is that Avagav the Ikashar, it's only if he specifies that he wants it for the Ktuva. He Amala in and Elo, lo. My timer, part of the get is the Avir the Megilto. Tanarabon. Hareze Gitech Vahaniyar Shali. I mean, boy, these are opposite personalities, you know. So, Ina Megureshet. Boy, Rav Papa, how about if he says all the paper ben shita le shita ben tiva le tiva? Mine, teiku. What do you mean teiku? Typically, the sefer charam rachmana velo shleim v'shlosha sfarim. No, lo tzricha de meura. Boy, Rami Bar Chomer yomuchzakim beevet shushalo. V'get katuv al yado. Hare yotze mitachat yada ma'o. Mi amrin en akni akni la. Odi amo hu min avshe ayo. Oh, my Rabbi, well, wait a minute over here. What about the problem of ktav sheyachol lizdayev? What's Rabbi asking? Rabbi kasha masnizit. It says beferish al hayat shalev. Ah, but the Mishnah, you see, is lo kasha because maybe it's talking about Edi Mesira. And it's going like Rabbi Elazari. But what about Rami Bar Choma? He's clearly talking about we don't know. Kasha. As a matter of fact, you might as well say the Mishnah is talking about Kovet Kaka too, but if it's talking like Rebbe Lozen. Anyway, getting back to the issue, my Aviala, Toshvadi Omresh Lakisha Godarot Elam Chazaka. Why, Rami Barchom? Are you Mazakim Betabla Shushallah? And now there's a gate Katuvale, huh? And it's been Yotze Mitachad Yadu to give to her as a get. Mao. Mi Amrina. That she clearly knew how to be maknit to him. Odoma loya dalaknuye. Omrabai Toshma, Avhu, Rebutavan Baba, was Heid al Kvarkata, Kraya Bitsad Yerushalayim, Vayabo Zakene Haraya Malvel Hobne Akvar, Vikote Biktav Yadova, Hirim Chotmin, Ubama Selif Niakami Vichiru. How could they have been marshaled? Hobby Inat Sefer Amikna, Vileka. He must have given it to each borrower as his own, and then the borrower handed it to him. Well, my Rava, fine. I mean, but what does that prove? He's a Zokain. I mean, a Zokain is shiny to Yodalak Nuye, obviously. But I'm asking you, the question over here was about Stam, a person from the street. El Omer Rava Miyacha. O Reva Yotze Liyacha Chitum Shtarot Kovim and Echasim Ben Echorin. Omer Vashi, and what does that prove? My Kusha? Maybe that's because men are involved in these kind of transactions. The other laknuye. Well, you are asking the problem over here is what about a woman with a get? I mean, how often does she do that to be able to learn the din of kinyanim? Elom ravashi mihocha yishaku tevet et kita yishko tevet shovro she'ein kiyum haget ela bechotam av.